This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Stricken by COVID-19, a feverish and fatigued U.S. President Donald Trump has been flown to a military hospital where he's been given remdesivir therapy after being injected with an experimental drug combination and treatment at the White House. In a day of whipsaw events, the president had to rip up his reelection roadmap due to the virus that has killed more than 208,000 Americans, and others in his orbit tested positive as well. The White House said that Mr. Trump's expected stay of a few days at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center was precautionary and that he would continue to work from the hospital's presidential suite, which is equipped to allow him to keep up his presidential duties. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is offering sympathy to President Trump over the president's coronavirus diagnosis while casting the moment as a reminder of the health crisis facing the United States. Shortly after the White House announced Mr. Trump would spend a few days at Reed National Military Medical Center, the Biden campaign said it would take down its negative advertising. Biden said from the battleground state of Michigan that it cannot be a partisan moment and that Americans must come together as a nation. Biden said Mr. Trump's diagnosis is a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously. President Donald Trump's former advisor, Kellyanne Conway, said late Friday that she tested positive for the virus days after attending a White House event with several others who have since come down with COVID-19. Conway tweeted Friday that she has a light cough and is feeling fine. She added that she has begun a quarantine process and consultation with physicians. And she attended the Rose Garden announcement Saturday, where President Trump announced the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is VOA News. Venezuela has received a shipment of the Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine against the coronavirus, according to Venezuela's Vice President Delcy Rodriguez. The delivery is the first in Latin America and will allow Venezuela to participate in clinical trials of the vaccine. President Nicolas Maduro in September proposed administering Russian coronavirus vaccines to nearly 15,000 candidates in legislative elections so they can campaign safely. Venezuela has strengthened diplomatic ties with Moscow amid an aggressive sanctions program by the United States meant to force Maduro from office. Police say they knocked and announced themselves for a minute or more before bursting into Breonna Taylor's apartment, but her boyfriend says he did not hear officers identify themselves. The dramatic and sometimes conflicting accounts of the March 13th raid are likely to cast a case that has a fueled a nationwide protest against police brutality and systemic racism. When police came through the door using a battering ram, Taylor's boyfriend fired once. He acknowledges that he may not have heard police identify themselves because of where he was in the apartment. The fear and confusion that played out at Taylor's Louisville home was detailed in 15 hours of audio recordings released on Friday. The United States imposed sanctions on 8 Belarusian officials on Friday, accusing them of involvement in rigging President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election victory in August, or the violent crackdown on protests that followed. The move came after the European Union announced sanctions on 40 people, including the Interior Minister and the head of the Election Commission, achieving a breakthrough on the issue at summit talks in the early hours of Friday morning. Lukashenko denies electoral fraud and says the protests are backed by overseas entities. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Friday nominated a judge with a record of flexible rulings to the country's Supreme Court, frustrating evangelical members of his conservative base who had been promised one of their own for the opening. Bolsonaro announced his nomination of Ocasio-Marquez on Thursday during a live broadcast on Facebook and submitted his name to the country's official gazette on Friday. If approved by the Senate, the career judge Marquez would replace Celso de Mello, who will retire this month as he nears the court's age limit of 75 years. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.